Amy, what do you think being a sugar baby entails? Just me saying the word sugar baby?
Well, I would assume that you belong or have, probably not belong, you have a sugar daddy. Mm-hmm. And so he pays for things and you spend it. Or you accompany him at dinner or parties. I don't know how it works, but somehow your life is bankrolled by this daddy.
So when you say
baby,
spend it.
But you're not really a baby.
What are your obligations, though, as a sugar baby?
I don't think it always has to be physical. I think it literally could be you're a date, like a dinner, like a company, your company.
Mm-hmm. So, Morgan, would you like to tell Amy what's happened here?
So a guy, let's just call him Paul, direct messaged me on Instagram, and he was like, hey, I don't know if you've done this before, but I'm looking for a sugar baby, and I really like all of your pictures. I'm willing to pay $5,000.
Oh, yeah.
For what?
But do you have to be naked?
I don't know. Like, that's why I'm asking. I'm like, well, I've never even considered this idea because I didn't realize there was this much money in being a sugar baby, but what am I doing?
What if he said, no, nothing sexual, but you just have to be his date to stuff and, like, hang out with them a lot?
Companion.
And
company.
He's, like, 58. Like a 5'10", 230, kind of hair, a little too hairy, bald head, sweats a little too much.
Okay.
That got worse.
Really? Oh my God, got worse. But nothing sexual.
But nothing.
It doesn't have
except
to be.
Only kissing, but no open mouth.
Oh, no. See, I couldn't do that.
No open mouth kissing.
Just pecs.
And it's $5,000 a month.
Ooh.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
No. I'd do it.
I think I could do it if there was nothing. Like, if it was genuine, just companionship, I actually think I could do it. I like hanging out with people, and I go to stuff all the time, so I feel like I could do that.
But also, is it a fine line? I mean, I'm sure, honestly, I guarantee you we probably have listeners that are either a sugar baby or a sugar daddy or a sugar mama. They may, this might exist too. Mm-hmm. So, I feel like maybe they could tell us.
I went over to just dictionary.com. Not Urban Dictionary, just dictionary.com. Sugar baby. And we all kind of have an idea of what we think it is. It's a younger person who provides romantic companionship or sexual intimacy to a wealthy older person in exchange for gifts or financial support.
Okay, so
it's all physical.
There's an or, no?
No, there's an or.
It said romantic.
It said sometimes.
Or. It says or.
Or.
Provides romantic companionship. Well, the or, though, is either romantic companionship or sexual intimacy.
But romantic companionship could be dinner.
Like fake?
Come on.
Like, yes. Yeah.
Faking
going
it to other people?
Like on a date to dinner, but it's all you have to do is talk.
Would you, for $1,000, would you go out for a whole night with a guy and fake like his girlfriend? If he was just, nothing sexual, but he wants you to fake like his girlfriend, the occasional kiss on the cheek, and you're not attracted to him at all.
I would be interested. I think I would consider it.
But isn't it a fine line of, like, I don't know. I just feel like, can you always trust that?
I don't think you can always trust anybody.
Yeah, and it's tax-free. That's even cooler.
Excuse me?
What?
What do you mean?
They just Venmo me?
Yeah, they're just going to give you cash.
True.
Heck, it's not a real...
It's not a real job. It's not like you had to fill out a W-2 for that.
I don't know, Morgan. I feel like you could make money other ways.
No. I think you should do it.
I feel like you need to ask more questions.
Yeah.
Follow up.
Yeah.
Like, what does this entail? What is your definition of a sugar baby? Just say that. Even if you're like, no, do it for us so we can learn.
Okay. I'll respond to him.
And do you...
I might open the floodgates.
Did you look at his pictures?
No, he's private, so I can't... I think they keep private because, like, they send out a lot of these messages. Mm-hmm. So you have to, like, if you're serious, you respond and you, like, friend them.
What if it's not a dude and it's, like, a company that does this?
Looking for sugar babies. Well, that is called a pimp.
Right.
Yeah, that's,
exactly.
That's a little different.
Feels not good.
You know what I'm saying?
That's called, Eddie, that's a different whole situation.
I mean, but, like, if there's no sexual, isn't it similar to, like, selling your feet pictures?
Yeah, but I'm not doing that.
But feet aren't in person. Mm.
But also,
who cares? You get to travel. You get to
There's
cool
no way
events.
I want to travel with somebody I don't know.
Well, that's what it is. I mean, that's for $5,000.
I would only be going to the Lubies in town. I'm not trying to go to another city.
Whatever. If they're going to take me to Paris, let's go.
Do you want to see who texted me?
Well, I don't know who
Jenny.
Oh, so it's one of those, hey, Mark. And you're like, you're supposed to say, oh, no, it's not Mark. Wrong number. And they send like a picture of them being all hot.
Oh.
It's freaky that this showed up on my phone. Hello, how was your day? I am Jenny. And then 2 hours later, because I didn't reply to that, a pic comes through of the girl and says, hey, are you still there?
Yeah, you'd be like, yes, but I'm not attracted to, I'm a girl.
I'm just ignoring
I'm not attracted
it.
To girls.
But I'm worried, who is this girl and is she okay?
I have actually an anonymous call that wants to talk.
Come on.
About being a sugar baby.
Yes.
So we'll go to Anonymous in Massachusetts. Anonymous, you're on the show. Thank you for calling.
Morning, studio.
Morning. So tell us what you know.
Okay, so there's like an app that's basically Tinder, Bumble type of thing, but for sugar babies and sugar daddies.
And you got on the app knowing what was up?
Yes, and you don't have to do anything physical at all. It can just be like, oh, I'm looking for a date. I'm looking for dinner, company, anything like that. And they give you gifts. They pay you. Sometimes it's monetary. Sometimes it's just a gift.
Do you feel weird doing it? Because you know the guy probably wants to hook up with you, and he's giving you stuff. So you're like, do I need to go forward and do more?
But there's not, it's like a lot of them aren't doing a hookup. So you can actually, like, when you sign up for the app, you put in what, like, whether you want it to be sexual or not.
I feel like if you're in a room and it's only you two, do you feel extremely vulnerable? Because I would think if I am man or woman, but I'm smaller and someone has more money or, I don't know, physically smaller, that I just feel vulnerable to whatever they were doing.
Okay, so that's a good question of, are you ever alone with them, or is it always at a public place? And do they ever know where you live?
It can be totally up to you. You don't have to let them know where you live. You can say, I only want to be in public with them. You don't even have to get in a car with them. You can meet them places. So it's like really up to you how you want to approach it, but you don't have to be in a vulnerable position.
Hey, I'm signing up.
Have you gone on vacation with any of these dudes?
No.
How much money do you make?
Pretty much as you want, but a lot.
<laughs> But
there's
a box, though, because, you know, like, you click terms of service, I read an agreement. There's a box that says, we'll do butt stuff. I don't know, like sex stuff. I don't know. What? She said there's like a, you can click no sex.
Yeah, sort of like when you're at the doctor, you say.
But I'm saying, like, do you charge, you can click you'll do sexual stuff?
Yeah. It's like whatever you're looking for.
Wait, so are you able to tell us this app? Like,
is
this
app legal?
Yes, it's legal. It's just like if you were to meet up with somebody on Tinder. Like, how many times is Tinder a hookup, right?
Oh, I just didn't know if exchange for money for sex was legal. I don't know.
Like
honestly, I
don't know. Well, no, it's not. Unless
I didn't think so.
Like,
that's why
in Vegas, there are certain...
Yeah, you can go to a brothel. Yeah.
Red light.
Well, there...
Really? Yeah.
Listen, what is the app called? Can you tell us?
It's a website. I can't remember the name of it now.
Yeah, she doesn't want to say.
She may want to protect it. I get it. She may want to protect
it.
We can put her on hold.
You can DM it to me or tell me privately.
So, did you ever get yourself in trouble or feel you unsafe?
No.
Did you make over $1,000 in one evening ever?
Yes.
Did you ever make out with the dude when you thought you wouldn't?
No.
Did you ever start to have feelings for the guy when after you thought, I'm just doing this to make a little money?
No.
Did you tell your friends you were doing it?
Yes.
Did you send your PIN location so they could track you at any time because you thought, if in case I'm not safe?
Of course.
Why did you stop doing it?
Because I didn't need the money anymore and it wasn't fun anymore.
Do you or have you told your current partner or past partners that you were a sugar baby?
Yeah.
And they're fine with it?
Yeah.
I want to know how hot this chick is.
How hot does she sound?
Well, I mean, I just feel like they're not going to, if you're looking for a sugar baby, you're not going to go after some busted looking, you know, troll.
Looks are relative.
But
that's what I'm saying. Like, so if she, I want to know, like.
What celebrity do you look like, Anonymous?
What was that?
What celebrity do you look like?
None.
That's so weird.
She's her own.
And how much would you charge, though, for a night? Or could they buy, like, a pack? Like, a, you know, like, gym member, you give out, like, 10 training sessions. Is it like that, or do you do it per month, like a streaming service? Like, what is a sugar baby situation?
So you don't, like, charge. You get, it's, they decide what they want to give you.
That sounds terrible. Have you ever been stiffed?
No.
Okay, so it could be either that you get a free nice dinner. They give you a gift at dinner.
Nice dinner doesn't count.
I know. Well,
yeah, do you get a free car?
You got to get, you're going to the dinner. That's just part of it. But yeah, I want a good or a service.
Okay, yeah. But okay, so you may not get paid, but you could be at a nice dinner, and as long as they give you a gift, then you're good.
Right.
What's, okay. What's the nicest gift you got?
There was a really expensive watch.
Dang. It's nice.
Yeah.
Do you ever get paid like up front, or do you have to complete the task first?
You get paid at the end.
Oh.
Heck yeah. Like you give a hug a night and they slip you a $1,000. Oh man, that's so cool. They put it in your coat pocket.
But you're just going full fantasy, huh?
Yeah, like, dude, what's going
down
on?
To the detail.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
want the website?
Isn't she from didn't you say Massachusetts?
So it's cold. It's winter.
So it's cold.
There. Yeah.
So you hug and you slide the $1,000 in your coat pocket. And
felt that. Do you keep in contact with any of them?
No.
Okay.
Well, are they?
Did you ever turn business?
Turn business.
What do you mean? Yeah, like, did you go out with the same guy more than once?
Yes, a couple times.
And you never did anything sexual with any guy?
No.
We won't judge you if you did.
Were they mostly really, really wealthy or just...
Or really, really old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old or wealthy?
No, mostly just wealthy and lonely.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But why, if they're so wealthy and lonely, why didn't they do stuff that wealthy people do and, like, meet somebody?
Because, like, sometimes you work too much. A lot of them work too much and just don't have the time, and they just need company for something.
Okay. Do they not have a PlayStation?
Also, don't you find it interesting to sometimes have like a conversation with somebody brand new over dinner?
Yeah, I completely
about somebody's life.
I understand that. What about married guys though? Would you ever know they were married and they would still have you as their sugar baby?
That never happened to me, but I'm sure it happened.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, what do you say to Morgan as we kind of wrap this up? What is this guy has said? Hey, I'd like for you to be a sugar baby. What do you want to say to her?
I feel like because it was a DM on Instagram that I feel like it was kind of a scam thing. Mm. But I say find out what the situation is. If you don't have to do anything and it's just a dinner, it's kind of worth $5,000.
Yeah,
I know it is. Yeah. But I'm scared for you.
Right? Then
we just don't know for sure if it ended and that's all it was. I'd be like yes, but you just don't know.
Is it? And also, is it a gateway?
I got married
to prostitution.
Yeah. I'm just asking.
I don't think so.
I'm not saying
anonymous. Is it a gateway to prostitution?
No, not at all.
Or more, not full blown, but like
half.
But Morgan literally has the entire country like looking out for her. So
yeah. Well, thank you for the call. We really appreciate the insight. Lunchbox, one final question.
Yeah. Did you tell your parents?
My mom.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, Dad.
Man,
doesn't really understand that.
Dad won't get it.
Yeah, Morgan, what would your parents say?
Yeah, my dad might be listening. Yeah. He's probably like, what is she doing?
So you're never doing this, right? No.
God, no. Way.
Absolutely not. Thank you. I hope you have a great day. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. I mean, we have other people on the phone that have been sugar babies.
Really?
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's more common than you think.
Well, we got to go so we can come back. So this will be a pretty quick break.
But we're going to talk to them.
Are there any dudes that are sugar babies? Like, are there chicks?
I don't, you mean gigolos? Just the gigolos.